Bezos Hashem Yisparech, today's daf is Mem Gimel in Maseches Brachos, the 42nd daf in Shas. We pick up six lines into Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, where we had left off on the previous daf. Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, six lines from the top, dealing with the halacha of kviyus for Seuda. We had learned that if there is a kviyus for Seuda, then one person could make a bracha on behalf of everyone else, and we will see that it's even encouraged. The Gemara begins to be medayik in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, Hesibu echad mivarech kulan. If there's a seba, one does the bracha for everybody else. Now, what was our Mishnah talking about? The previous part of the Mishnah was talking about brachos made on bread exempting other foods, and whether other foods can exempt bread. Amar Rav, the context of our Mishnah, Lo Yishanu, was only learned Elapas, the Boya Seba. When do we say that when there is a kfius that is created that one could make a bracha for everybody else when there is Heseba? All of those requirements are only by bread. Aval Yayin Lo Boya Seba. But wine, one could bless for everybody else, even if they're not doing Heseba. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Fil Yainami Boy Seba. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees and says, even wine needs Seba. Now the Gemara switches things on us and says there is a different Lashon in what the Machlokas between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan is. Igadamri Amar Rav, Loishanu Elapas de Mahanya Leya Seba. Aval Yayin Lo Mahanya Leya Seba. There's another Lashon that Rav says that Heseba will never work when it comes to Yayin. When does a Seba bring everybody together that one could be motzi the other? That's if we're talking about bread. But when it comes to wine, even if they have a Seba, then it doesn't work to join them together. Hence, one cannot make a bracha for everybody else, even if they're reclined when it comes to wine. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Fil Yayinami Mahani Le Seba. And Rabbi Yochanan, according to the second Lashon, was saying that a Seba works for wine. Notice the difference between the second Lashon and first Lashon are a few, but let's focus on one of them. Let's focus on the last opinion we quoted. Rabbi Yochanan in the second Lashon had said that Heseba joins them together, that one could be motzi everybody else. According to the first Lashon, Rabbi Yochanan said that wine needs Heseba in order for one to be motzi, and Rav had gone so far as to say that wine does not need Heseba at all, while Rav says, and one could be motzi everybody else, according to Rav in the first Lashon, while according to the second Lashon, Rav will never have somebody be motzi somebody else when it comes to the bracha of Bor Pri HaGofen for wine, according to the second Lashon. Meisive, says the Gemara, we will ask a question from Tosefta and Perek Dalet. Ketzer Seder Heseba, how did they recline in those times? Archinichnasan, guests would enter, Vyoshan Algabe Sasalan, Valgabe Katedros. They would sit along benches. Katedros is another type of bench, slightly different than a sasal. Achi Kansu Kula, until all of the guests had entered. Evila Mayim Kolechad Vecha Noitel Yodai. They brought water, and each person washed their hands. But they would wash one hand. Kolechad Vecha Noitel Yodai Achas. He would wash the hand that he would hold the goblet of wine. Bolehem Yayin, they had the wine come to them. Kol echad vechom mevarech la'atzma. Each one made their own bracha. Alu, then they got up, they straightened themselves out, and then they went on what in Poland they called the hesabet. That means the area that they did heseba, which was a sofa that they leaned on. Ubolehem mayim. And then wine was again brought to them. Afal pi shekol echad, even though echad ve'echad notel yod achas, even though each one had already washed one hand, chozev notel shtei yodav. Then they washed both hands for the meal. Bolehem yayin, then the wine of the meal would come to them. Aval pi shekol echad ve'echad birch la'atzo, even though each one had already made a bracha for themselves, echad mevarech lekulam. One would make a bracha for all of them. Now, this is the end of the Tosefta, and the Gemara analyzes. Lahach lishna da'amer Rav, according to the Lashon that had presented Rav as saying, lo shanu elapas da boya seba, that when it comes to pas, there, the only way they're joined together, that one could be motzi everybody else, is with reclining. Aval yayin lo boyase, but wine doesn't need reclining. Kasha reisha, then I don't understand the reisha. Why was it that each one made their own bracha in the beginning part of the Tosefta, before the meal? Why not have one be motzi everybody else? Answers the Gemara, Shani Urchin did that Tailumi Aker. Guests, you don't know if they're going to stay there, and they're also not going to stay in the same place. Take a look at Rashi. Shani Urchin did that Tailumi Aker, Saifulumi Aker, Velalos, Lahasev, Bimokum Acher. They ultimately are not going to stay in the place of the smorgasbord, of the derbs. Rather, they're going to go to the place of Kursu, the Shein Zemokum Aseba. Elkan Yoshvu, Achi Iskansu Kolakrum. They were sitting there at the smorgasbord at the hors d'oeuvres until all the people who have been invited have arrived. V'derech Bali Bat Mashir and Hayu Lazamin Lesudasim Archimanim. And wealthy people in those days, what a lesson, would invite poor people. Lahachi Karlu Archim. And these are the individuals that are called Archim. V'hadam Rav Yain lo ba yaseba el yeshiva alma shelo b'shas hasuda kamer o b'shas hasuda umekom hasuda. And Rashi concludes that Rav said his rule that you could have one be motzi others even when there's no aseba. That's in a case of where they don't intend to have a meal at all, which is not our case. Or we're talking about an instance where they're already eating the suuda. However, in the case of the smorgasbord and the hors d'oeuvres, so then in such a case, there's no kfius whatsoever, and that's why one can't be motzi the other. The Gemara then continues to analyze. According to the opinion of Rav, that says that Heseba brings together only when it comes to bread, that was the opinion of Rav that we had in the second Lashon, in the Ika da'amri above. However, when it comes to wine, Aval yayin lo mahanya le'aseba, reclining doesn't bring you together, asks the Gemara, Kasha Seifa. I don't understand the Seifa of the Tosefta. Because the Seifa of the Tosefta had told us that once they sat down for the meal and they washed both hands, so then in such a case, and they began to recline, then one could be motzi everybody else. But didn't Rav in the second Lashon tell us that Heseba doesn't join them together, that one could be motzi anyone else? Answers the Gemara, Shani Hasam, the Migu to come Mahanyule Haseba Lepas, Mahanyule Haseba Liyayin. No, there it's different because since anyhow they are reclining for bread and that joins us together, once Migu, since the sitting down for bread has joined them together, it follows that that reclining will also join them together for the wine. The Gemara continues to analyze the Mishnah that is on the top of Membez Amebez, which had told us, even though the halacha is that when it comes to wine, they could generally have in mind to be yotze with one person making a bracha for all of them, and it could be it's advantageous because of the rule of Berov Ab Hadras Melech. However, the Mishnah tells us that during the meal, each one makes their own bracha. We never explained exactly why that's so. Now is our opportunity. Halfway through the Yamun Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, Sholu as Ben Zoyma. In the Tosefta, they ask Ben Zoyma, but they ma amru ma bolehem yayim tocha mazon kol echad echad varach la'atzmo. That when it comes to during the meal, so each one has to make their own bracha, kama la'achar amazon, but after the meal, echad varach l'kulam. Why is it that one can't be motzi the other during the meal? Amahem, so Ben Azai answered, hoyol ve'em beis ha'bliya panui. Since the esophagus is not open, which means, here means, panui means vacant. In other words, the individuals are still eating. What's the problem there? Rashi explains, ve'ein leiv ha'mesubin el ha'mevarech el levloi. They're paying attention to what they're eating. Their head is in their food. It's not focusing on anything that's going on around them. Hence, they might not have in mind to be yotze if somebody would be bevarech lekulam. So that's why we say, let every person make their own bracha. The Mishnah had continued and said that after the meal, one person makes the bracha, which is on the wine, which is often our kosher bracha, as well as They conclude Birchas HaMazon with a bracha al mugbar, which was spices, an aroma dish that was heated up. Midiktani vu omer al hamugmar. From the fact that the Mishnah says he makes a bracha on the mugmar, michlal deika adif minei. The Lashon Mishnah seems to be telling us a chiddush. Vehu omer al mugbar. He should make the bracha on the spice. So again, the Gemara is asking, midiktani vuhu omer al mugmar, michlal deika adif minei. It sounds like there was someone who was greater than him that really should have gotten it, yet because the individual had already benched alakos, and he made the bracha alakos, he should make the bracha on this ketores, this mugmar. Vamai, why? Hol vuhu natal yadav tchila bechrona. The reason that this fellow benched is because he did Netilas Yadayim first, and the person who does Netilas Yadayim first, Rashi says, benches, and that person says the Mishnah's Mechadish, he also does on the Mugmar, even if there was someone that was greater than him there. Misayel el Rav, this is a proof to Rav, Damar B'chiyah B'Rashi Amarav, Hanot L'yad Avchila B'achron Hu Mezum L'Bracha. The one who does Netilas Yadayim first, he's the one who should do the Bracha. Rav Rabbi Chia Havi Yatsvi Kamei Du Rebbe B'Sudasa. Rav Rabbi Chia was sitting in front of Rebbe during a meal. Arle Rebbe L'Rav Kum Moshe Yodech. Rebbe said to Rav, you go and wash your hands. Chazit Avimirtis. He saw that he was afraid. Amale Rabbi Chia said to Rav, Bar Pachti. This is an expression that appears in a few places of Shas. In Shas, the son of Gedolim, Bar Pachti, the son of Gedolim. Ayin bebirchas mezona kamar lecha. What Rebbe was telling you to do is to look into birchas mezona. In other words, he was giving you rishus because he gave you to wash first. Hence, the one who washes is the one that should lead the bench, the one who washes first. Amar bizera, amar rava bar yirmi. Emesai varchin ala reach. At what moment does one make the bracha on this ketores, on this incense, on this mugmar? Mishetale tmarasa, when its smoke begins to rise. Amar le Rabbi Zeira le Rava bar Yirmiya v'alo ka'arach, but he didn't smell it. So how can he make the bracha? Amar le, he responded to him, v'lo tamech, and according to your reason, hamotzach min aretz de mevarech halo achal. You make a bracha hamotzach min aretz before you ate. Eladaite lemechal. But his intention is to eat in a moment. Hachanami daite laruche. So too over here, his intention is to smell. The Gemara now continues with the type of bracha one makes on incense and on besamim. Amar v'chia b'reidu rababa bar nachmeni. Amar v'chiz amar rav amilah. Amar v'chiz amar z'iri. Kol hamugmaros mevarchen aleihen boirei atzei besamim. On all of these incenses that they use to end the meal, which were appropriately called the mugmar, you make a bracha of borei atzei besamim on things that emerge from the wood of a tree. One makes a bracha of borei atzei besamim. The chiddush over here is Rashi adds that even though it has now really been destroyed because it's been turned into incense, it's been burnt, never you could still make the bracha of atzei besamim. However, chutz mimos. Shemin chayahu, except from a fragrance called musk, which comes from an animal, shemavarchin alav borei mine besamim. Since it does not come from a tree, it gets a bracha borei mine besamim. Just a couple of words about this musk. Our dafyomi shir becomes a little bit of a lesson of English, as well as the making of perfume. Musk is an English word as well. It's a bonus over here. And the word musk, I'm reading from the Random House Dictionary, is a substance secreted in a glandular sac under the skin of the abdomen of the male musk deer, having a strong odor and used in perfume. So musk is a secretion of a deer, which is used in perfume. And on that, the bracha that's made is bar mine besamim and not borei atzei besamim. To this day, this secretion is used in deodorants and perfumes. It seems to me that's what the Gemara is referring to over here. The Gemara continues 10 lines from the bottom. May Sive the following question. And on a hadas. The Gemara's kasha is the following. We just got through saying that you make a bracha bore atse besamim on any derivative of an eitz. Of course, musk was an exception to the rule, but everything else you do. Yet the Braisa says, no, it has to be made on these specifically items where you actually smell the eitz itself. Now, when it came to the incense was a product of the eitz, but wasn't the bark of the tree itself. A hadas, you actually smelling the bark of the hadas. A persimmon, one as well, is smelling that. Concludes the Gemara, to Yufta, that is a strong question. The oil that comes out of a persimmon tree, what bracha do you make when you smell it? That he makes the oil of our ground. Amalei bar minei to Rav Yehuda. Chaviva le'eretz Yisrael. He's one of those Israel lovers. He's extreme in his love for Eretz Yisrael. L'kulei alma mai, but everybody else, what would they say? Rav Yehuda always likes to throw in Shemen Arzenu, but it likes to always emphasize Arzenu. However, everybody else, what would they say? Sounds temporary. Amalei hachiyam Rav Yochanan. This is what Rav Yochanan said. Bare shemen arev, that he creates the sweet oil. The Gemara continues to talk about other besamim. Amar Avada bar Ava, two lines from the bottom. Hai ksharsa, Rashi explains that ksharsa is a very important ingredient, and that is one of the 11 ingredients in the ktores, and that's called kosht, which we mention when we say pitim haktoras, we mention that. Haik shorsa mevarchan la'al bori atzei besamim. It's from a tree, therefore it gets out bori atzei besamim. Well, mishcha kfisha, the kosht was soaked in oil, lo. That does not get the bracha bori atzei besamim. Rav Kahana amar afilu mishcha kfisha, he says that it does. Avo mishcha tchina, but if it is ground down, the kosht is ground down and then put into oil, lo. Then it doesn't get a bracha. Narda amra fivu mishcha tchina. Narda says even if it's ground down and then put into oil, it gets its own bracha. Amar Rav Gidol amar Rav, another example. Hai simlak, the Gemara continues on Amud Beis, mevarchin ilave boire atzei besamim. Simlak is a type of grass or greenery that had a very strong smell. And of course, it would get a boire atzei besamim because if it is bark and it smells, then in such a case it gets a bore atzei besamim. According to Rashi, in this example as well, as part of the Yud Aleph Ketores, Amar Rav Chanan al Amar Rav Hani, Chalf Amar Rav Hani Chalfi Diyama Mevarchin Alei Bore Atzei Besamim. Rashi says that this is the bosem of Shiboles Nerd that we say, and that also is of atzei, and hence it gets a bracha bore atzei besamim. Amar Mar Zutra. My Korah, what is the pasuk that supports this? Vihi, by Rochav Azona, when she hid Yoshua as Miraglim, Vihi Elosam Hagoga, Vatitminem Befishte Oet Aruchosla Alagag. She speaks, the Torah speaks about flax of wood. And Marzutra argues that the Shibolas Nerd was a type of flax of wood that gave off a good odor. Ramashar Shia Amar, here comes something that people often ask about. Hainirkam Diginunusa, these flowers of the garden. Rashi says, Chavtzeles Hasharon. Many say that he's referring to roses. Mevarchin ala ilave bore atze besamim. The bracha that's appropriate is atze besamim. The davra, if it's of the wild type, Bore isve besam. Amar of Sheshes, Hani Sigli, Mevarchin alayu, Bore isve besam. Amar Marzutra, Hayman de Morach be Esroga. An individual who smells an Esrog, Obechavusha, or something that was referred to as a chavush. A chavush was a fruit that was planted primarily to eat, just like an esrog. Omer baruch shenasa reach tov bepeiros makes a brach. Baruch Hu gives a good smell to his fruits. Amar Rav Yehuda, haiman denafik biyom in Nisan. A person goes out during Nisan. V'chazi lanan dekam elav levi, and he sees a tree that has begun to bloom. Omer, he says, it's brach baruch shelo chiser ba'olam klum. Ubara bo brios tovos vilanos tovos lesnohes behem bnei adam. And that's a bracha that we follow to this day. Amar Rav Zutra bar Tuvia, Amar Rav Naim Shem Varchen al Areach. What's the source that we're supposed to make a bracha on something that smells beautiful? Shenemar kol aneshama talakla. Everything that breathes should praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Eze dover shaneshama nenes bo mimenu ve'ein haguf neni mimenu. So here, Chazal are understanding, kol aneshama, when the neshama is nene, but the body is not nene. Hevi omer zohar reach, that is the smell. V'yomar rav zutra bar tuv yomar rav maidich siv. Excuse me, asidim bachuri yisrael shitnu reach tov kilavanon. In the future, the bachurim of Klal Yisrael will give off a beautiful smell like the forests of Lebanon, which had beautiful, strong trees. Shenema yelchu yon kosov yi kezayis hodo v'reach lo tilvanon. Shea says that the reach we will give off is like the beautiful reach of the cedar trees. V'amar av zutra bartuvi amara maitech siv. What does the pasuk mean in Koheles? Tzakol osa yafe b'ito. Everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes beautiful in its time. Melamed shekol echad v'echad yafe lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Umnoso bifanov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made for every person that their profession be pleasant in their eyes. Rashi adds, Vafilu borsi, even in a tanner, no lo umnoso beinav. He enjoys his job. Vos HaKadosh Baruch Hu kein, shelo yechzar ha'olam umnes. That the world shouldn't be lacking any trade. That every person should enjoy different and unique trades. Of course, Zutra is saying this on the heels, according to Rashi, that we said that we make a bracha shalochisar ba'olamo. There's nothing missing in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. Even all the necessary professions are there. Amar Rav Papa, hainu damri inshi talale kora ledvar acher. If you hang kora, kora is a soft tree that we've discussed earlier on in the perek, which is a soft and a pure tree which later becomes hardened, and if it was hanged on to a davar acher here refers to a pig, in order to help it eat, like almost like a bib, to help it eat neatly, the iudi day of it, but he will do his thing on his own. You can't teach a chazir new tricks, and therefore the chazir has his umnus that Kodesh Baruch Hu destined him to do, just like every individual has their umnus. Vamrav zutra batuvi amarav avuka kishnayim v'yareach kishlosha. A person walks out with a torch on Shabbos, at night, so then it's considered as if he's walking out with two. We know Chazal say, Amar mar al yetze adam yechidi balayla. A person shouldn't go out alone at night. If he has a torch, it's considered as if he's gone with two. If there's a moon out, it's with three. Ibaylu avuka kishnayim bahadi diday. Do we say that the torch is true to him combined with the torch? 1 plus 1. Al dilma avuka kishnayim levar mididay. Or the torch is two by itself, plus him, which is a third. Tashma v'yareach kishlosha, when we said the moon is like three, yamrit v'shlema, ba'adi didei shapir, if you say the moon included with him is three, that makes sense. Eliyamrit levar didei arbo lomeli. Why do you need four? What's the point of bringing out four? What's the reason you need other people? V'amar mar le'echad nira. U'mazik. If a person goes alone, he's seen by the mazikim, and he's damaged. Lishnayim nira ve'ena mazik. He's seen by the mazikim and no damage comes to him. Lishloshen nira kolikar. Three, the mazikim don't see him. Now, if yareach is equal to three, that means within there's four. Then why do you need that? All you need to do is get to three. Elav shmamino avuke kishnayim bahadidei shmamino. When we say the torch with him is two, that means the torch is one
and he is one. The Gemara continues giving assorted teachings from Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia, as we've begun to segue. V'amar Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia Amar Rav Amila Amar Rav Chana Bar Bizna Amar Rav Shimon Chasid V'amila Amar Rav Yocham Shum Rashbi Noyach Loyla Adam Sheyapil Atzma Desaychiv Shanaish. One of the most important Mamari Chazal that exists in the over 2,000 Dapim in Talmud Bavli. It's better a person fall, cause himself to fall into a furnace, rather than embarrass his friend in public. Where do we not learn this? Mi Tamar, Shenemar Himut says, Tamar was being taken out, Vihi Shulcha, she did not give any argument that she had actually become pregnant from Yehuda, but rather she sent a message and left it in Yehuda's court of whether he would admit, so that she would not be embarrassing him, and it would be Yehuda's decision of whether to do anything. Of course, this Gemara appears in a few places. One of the prominent places is Bamitzia, Daf Nun Tes Amid Aleph. There, Tosis asks an amazing question. Tosis asks, if the rule is that you better kill yourself than embarrass your friend in public, so then in such a case, there are really not big three of Averas Chamuros, where we say Yavor, where we say Yoharek Va'al Yavor, better be killed than to violate the mitzvah, which we say in regards to Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, and Shvichas Dam. But there's a fourth, because Chazal over here said, better to fall into a furnace. Now, how would I have answered the question? Well, until Tosis came along, this is why Baruch Hashem we had Tosis that precedes us, I would have said that Chazal are using a metaphor to bring out, to show the severity, maybe to teach us a particular drush. Tosis says no. Tosis understands the Gemara literally. And really, Rabosai, there are four things where we say Yohareg Val Yavar. Why is Malvin Pnei Chaver not mentioned? So Tosis there says because it's not based on explicit pasuk. Hence, it wasn't referred to as the big three. But according to Tosos, really, there are four Averos where we say Yoharik Val Yavor, and the fourth one being Malbim Pnei Chavero Barabim. See the Gemara there for beautiful examples of our great Tanoim and Amoraim that lived this Al Yavim Pnei Chavero Barabim. The Gemara continues halfway through the Amud Amem Gimel and Beis. First word in line is the Gomer. Second word is where we're up to. Tan Rabbanan, tough resh. Heviu lefanam sheven v'hadas. If both oil and a myrtle, a hadas, is brought in front of him, beishamei omer varech al hashem v'achekach mevarech al hadas. Shamei says bracha first on oil, then the hadas. Ubeisil omer varech al hadas v'achekach varech al hashem. Beisilo says the order is the opposite. First the hadas, then the oil. Amar Rabbi Gamliel, ani achriya. Rabbi Gamliel said, I will be machriya in this machlokas. There's an advantage that oil has that hadas doesn't. Hence, the halacha would be that you make the bracha on shemen, says Rabbi Gamliel. What way does oil have an advantage? Shemen, zechinu l'rechov, zechinu l'sichaso. We have been merited to have benefit from the oil's smell as well as anointing from it. Hadas, we have not benefited from anointing from it. For that reason, shemen is better. Hence, according to Rabbi Gamliel, if you have to choose between shemen and hadas, you make a bracha on the reich of the shemen first. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, halacha kedivrei hamachriya. We follow the opinion of Rabbi Gamliel, therefore, shemen goes first. Rav Papa ikla levei Rav Huna brei derav. Rav Papa went to visit at the house of Rav Huna, the son of Rav Ika, Aisel Kamayu Shemen Vahadas. They gave him both oil and a hadas. Shakur Papa, Baruch Ahadas Beresha, Fahada Baruch Hashemen. First he made the bracha on the hadas against the machriya. Amalei, lo sava lamar halach kidivere machriya, that you're really supposed to make a bracha first on the oil. Amalei, hachi amar Rava halach kabeisila. I have a tradition that Rava had said that the halacha is like beisila. Now, the next few words of the Gemara, there is a big machlokas in the Rishonim. Notice that the Gra takes out these words. Some do have these words. And it says, Veloi, and this is not correct. What Rav Papa said is not correct, what he had reported in the name of Rava, that the halacha is like Beis Hillel, and then you make a bracha on the Hadas first. but rather lishtamutei nafshi hu David. He was just trying to get out of an uncomfortable situation. Take a look at the Masoras Hashas, that at first glance, this Gemara is a little uncomfortable. In other words, the Gemara is alleging that Rav Papa quoted something in the name of Rava, that the halacha is one way, which wasn't true, that Rava never said that the halacha was Beis Hillel, just to get out of an uncomfortable situation, which doesn't seem Rav Papa's type, or the type of the Amoraim at all, who are Mevakesh HaEmes. It is interesting that if you do not have the Girsa, so then you don't get into this problem at all. What's doubly interesting is that in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Reish Tes Zayin, Sif Yud Aleph, the Mechaber Paskins like Beis Hillel. Have you the fun of Hadas V'Shemen? In such a case, you make a bracha on the Hadas first, and then your Yotze for the Shemen. That would seem la halacha as well, that we follow what Rav Papa had actually said without any defense mechanism, that he had quoted from Rava that the halacha is like Beis Hillel, that the Hadas comes first. The Gemara continues, Tanur Rabban Evil Lefnehem, Shemin V'Yayin, if wine and oil was brought in front of them after the meal, Rashi adds that the wine that here that is used is not wine for the kosher bracha Birchas HaMazon, and we want to know which one to make a bracha on first. Do you make a bracha Borei Shemin Arev, or do you make the bracha Borei Priya Gafen and drink? B'Shamayom Ochez Hashem Bimino V'Sayayim B'Smolo, he takes the oil in his right, and that gets the first bracha, mevarech al shemen, and then the wine is in his left, v'chozer mevarech al yayin. Beis Hillel omrim ochez yayin b'mino v'shem b'smolo, and the opposite, mevarech al yayin, v'chozer mevarech al shemen. The brisa continues, v'tachu b'rosh ha-shemesh, shamish, and when he's finished with the oil, he should rub it into the hair of the shamish. V'im shamish talmud chacham hu, and if the one who's serving is a talmud chacham, Tachu bekosel, he should rub the leftover oil into the wall. B'tnei shignai l'talmud chacham, latzeis l'shuk kishu mevusam. It's a denigrating to a talmud chacham to go out smelling very sharply in the street. The Gemara then continues, other things that are a gnai for a talmud chacham. Five lines before the Weideman Gimlam Beis, Tanu Rabbanan Shisha Dvarim Gnai lo l'talmud chacham. Al yetzei kishu mevusam l'shuk, to go out smelling really good. Vayet, no mitzvah to smell bad, of course. Vayetze yechidi belayla, not to go out alone at night. Va'al yetze b'mina olim hametulaim, with shoes that are made of patches. Va'yisaper mishuk, you shouldn't speak with a woman in the marketplace. Va'yasev b'chabur shel ame'aretz, you shouldn't recline in a group of ame'aretz. Va'yikanez b'achron al beis medrash, and you shouldn't be the last one to go in to the base medrash. V'yeshem aflo yafsiya psiya gasa, he shouldn't take very large strides. V'al yahalech b'komas gufa, he shouldn't go with his head straight up in an arrogant manner. And the Gemara now begins to explain why one shouldn't, a talmud chacham shouldn't do the above things. Al yetzei kishum v'usam l'shuk, amar rav abba b'rei d'reb chiyah bar abba, amar rabbi yoichan, on the first wide line, b'makom shechashudim al mishkav zachar. In a place where there are people who are suspect for homosexual activity, that's a sign of people showing off, chas v'chalila l'dvar v'era. Amar Rav Sheshes lo yamaran ela bebigdoi. That only applies to putting on his clothing. Avo begufa, but on body, as we said before, no mitzvah to smell bad. Zeyam avrile, he's removing the sweat, similar to what deodorant is used for today. Amar Rapapa, Usa'aro bigdo dami, his hair is considered like his garments. Va'ami loki gufa dami, and some say it's considered like his body from the sugya that we had seen before, because they were critical of putting it in a hair for the talmud chacham. It sounds like there they were assuming it's kibigdo. Va'al yetzei yechidi belayla, he shouldn't go out alone at night. Mishum chshada, because of the chshad that he's going out for his nuth. V'lo amran el de kaviyale idna. It's only if he didn't make up a time to learn with his Rebbe. Aval kavala idna made the yediyah dele idnei kazal. If he made up a time to learn where he learns consistently every night, so everybody knows, then he won't be choshed. Al yitzeh b'menol mamutulayim, he shouldn't go out with shoes that are patched. Messiah l'Rabchiyah bar Abba, d'Rabchiyah bar Abba, g'nayu l'tam l'chacham sh'yitzeh b'menolim Hamatulam, it's not dignified for a Talmud Chacham to go out in such a manner. Asks the Gemara, Eini v'Reb Chiya bar Abba nafik, but Reb Chiya bar Abba went out with these patched shoes. We're talking about where it's a patch on top of a patch. That's problematic. Only if it's on the top of the shoe. If it's by the heel of the shoe, it's not going to be a problem. Even on the top part of the shoe, it's only a problem when he's outside, going on the way. It's not a problem for him to wear it as a slipper. It's also not a problem during the winter months where mud covers it, and that would not be a gnai, because anyhow, his shoes are very dirty, and even the patch would be covered. Even with his wife, he shouldn't schmooze with her in the marketplace. He shouldn't schmooze with the woman, even if it's his daughter or his sister, because people don't know that she is his relative. He shouldn't recline in a group of Amei Arts. My time out, Dilma Asal Meshchule Basrayu. He might be dragged after the Amei Arts with their worldview. Vayikonis Acharon the Beis Medrash. He shouldn't come in last the Beis Medrash. Shem Dekari Le Poshea, because he's going to be called like negligent. Vayishar Mafo Yafsia Psia Gasa. Damar Mar Psia Gasa will tell us Echad Mitof Kuf Mimar Einav Shel Adab. Walking in very large steps and pounding the ground causes one's eyesight diminished. Interestingly, I had a professor in Yeshiva University who told me that he ran a tremendous amount and that ultimately caused his eyesight to diminish. Maitakante lahadru bekidusha devei shimshei. He should look to be careful to drink from the kiddush. Tell him sachim on kufa mebeis offers an alternative idea that the wine actually helps the vision of the eyes. It could very well be that this is behind the custom on Matzai Shabbos to put wine next to one's eyes to light one's eyes, particularly after the darkness of Shabbos leaving. V'alya halech b'kam ha'skufa, he shouldn't walk bent over. D'amemar ha'malch b'kam ha'skufa filu arba amis. Excuse me, he shouldn't walk with his head entirely erect. As Mar said, someone who walks entirely erect, straight up, that has the appearance of holiness. Afilu arba amis, kilu dochek ragle shchina. It's as if he pushes away the feet of the shchina. Dechsiv, as the pasuk says, male kala aretz kevodo. The entire world is full of Hakadosh Baruch Hu's kavod. As the Gemara in Sota says, ein ani v'hu yicholun lador b'makom echad. I and a Baal Gaiva can't live in the same place. So if the skufa is a form of Gaiva, so then in such a case, he is sending away the Shechina. Be'ezer Hashem Yisparech, this concludes Daf Mem Gimel Amabez in the Daf. Be'ezer Hashem, we now go to the Halacha. Our first Halachic topic, Be'ezer Hashem, from Daf Mem Gimel, relates to the glorious and tragic rule of the Gemara Mem Gimel Mebeis that had listed many teachings of Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia, and one of them was that a person allow himself to be thrown into a furnace than embarrass himself in public. This Gemara also appears in Bava Metzia on Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph, with also a beautiful story. See that Gemara. Our topic for today is the scope in which this prohibition applies. How far do we go when we say that better not to embarrass you in public than a person would have the halacha of Yehareg Va'al Yavar rather than embarrass his friend in public? How far does this go? We will also discuss whether this is a chiyuv or some understand it differently. On the first topic of how far it goes, let me introduce one of the greatest halachic paradoxes, which I don't think has been discussed enough in our literature. and it is raised by some contemporary Sfarim, which I am waiting, Bezer Hashem, to see more from Gedolei Torah written on this question. And that is the following problem. Our Gemara, the Gemara above Metziah, is very clear that better for a person to be killed than to have his friend embarrassed in public. Yet there are instances where the Gemara tells us to embarrass our friend in public. The Gemara in Brachos, on Daf Yutes, a sugya that we've already done, says that if someone is wearing klayim, the halacha is that if it's klayim de oraisa, then you should take it off him, and clearly, it's clear from the Gemara as well, that would cause the individual embarrassment. And the Gemara quotes the pasuk, Ein chacham vein tfun vein eitzel neged Hashem. This is one of the strongest questions that we still need to develop an approach of how to reconcile the two. On the one hand, there is a chiyuv to protect the integrity of Torah, even at a time where the result might be that the individual is, God forbid, embarrassed. Yet at the same time, there's a chiyuv of Yeharik Val Yavar and not embarrass the person in public. Rav Yashiv raises this question in his Shiurim and Bava Metziah on Daf Nun Tes, where our sugya can be found. Rav Yashiv offers a complicated answer over there in Bava Metziah. See his Shiurim. His son-in-law, Rav Zilberstein, actually on our sugya, on Daf Mem Gimel, in Brachos, offers another teretz that requires more iyun. He suggests the following distinction. He says that the embarrassment of an individual violating codes of Ruchnius is greater than the embarrassment of Boshes Haguf. He gives an example from Avodah Zarah on Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis of someone committing suicide, Bruria, Eishes Rebbe Meir, and being embarrassed. We also have another example of that in our Sechta, on Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, where a tragic story where a student was framed as having gone to a zona when he really had not. She had stolen his tefillin, and he ultimately committed suicide. Says Rav Zilberstein, that is the ultimate busha, a busha of Ruchnius, and he says that is greater than a busha Haguf. If that would be so, he suggests that the chiyuv to be malbim pnei chavero barabim versus being killed, that one has to allow oneself to be killed, is only if the halbanas chavero is going to be one of a ruchnius dika embarrassment. And that was what took place in our sugya, in the story of Yehuda and Tamar, where Yehuda would ultimately be embarrassed by Tamar. However, when it comes to an individual who's wearing klayim, the embarrassment that he's going to undergo by being derobed is a physical embarrassment, and for that we don't say al yalbin pnei chavero barabin. This is a big chiddush. The question needs to be dealt with. Of course, the implications for this lahalacha would be very, very extensive, that the rule of not embarrassing one's friend would only apply in terms of a spiritual embarrassment and not other types of embarrassment. I am not sure if I'm convinced of Rav Zilberstein's teretz, because this sugya of mutav shiyapil atzatzmo tokil shoneish val galbin pnei chavero berabim is also found in Ksubis on Daf Samach Zayin on the base. And the Gemara there introduced with a fascinating story with Mar Ukva, that Mar Ukva jumped into a furnace so that the poor person that he was bringing food would not be embarrassed by him coming. Now, what type of embarrassment was that? I'm not sure, but one could argue that that was a physical embarrassment, that physically one needs to rely on others, not necessarily a spiritual embarrassment, unless Rav Zilberstein would say that Mamore Chazal, that an ani is nimshel kemeis, means a spiritual death, not a physical death, but yesh lodun on his teretz. So this is point number one, that lahalacha we really need to flesh out more. Normally in our halacha lemaisa we try to give concrete rules, but every once in a while there's a sugya that requires more elaboration from the Gedolei Aposkim, and this sugya might be one of them. When exactly do we say that there is a problem of being malbim pnei chaver barabim, and when it's lafrusha mi isura, then we do not say it? Does it apply in all cases that whenever there is an isur, we say ein chachma vein tfuna vein eitzah neged Hashem, that of course you have to do what you can to stop him from the isur, even if it's going to cause him embarrassment. And in all other cases, then there is an isur d'oraisa to be al pnei chaver, you have to give up your life. Or do we say, as Rav Zilberstein is starting to suggest, that maybe we cut down the scope of the prohibition malam pnei chaver b'rabim, that malam pnei chaver b'rabim, that better to kill yourself, is only when you're causing him a spiritual embarrassment, not a physical embarrassment. And that would mean that the instances where this yesod applies is less than we would have thought. Leaving aside the scope of where it applies, there is also another question, which is a basic one also, and that is our Gemara telling us a chiyuv, that a person has to give up his life, or not? There are actually two different opinions in this regard. I mentioned it during the Yomi Shir. Let's repeat it again. That Tosis and Sultan Daf Yud Amud Bey says that really there aren't the big three of Averos. They're really the big four. And that is, it's not only Gila, Raya, Shvichas, Damin, and Ratzicha that we say Yoharik Val Yavar, but also our Gemara said, it's the Gemara above Metzia, the Gemara in Ksubis, that says that better a person be killed than embarrass their friends, as we learned from Tamar. Tosis and Sota is bothered. Why is Malam Pnei Chaveru not mentioned as one of the big three in Psachim on Chaf Hei? And he says, really, it should be. It's really a fourth. But since it's not explicit in the Torah, it's not mentioned. But really, categorically, it falls into the exact same category. In Sota, it is important to note that it is not the only way of understanding. The Meiri there is mashma that there isn't a chiyuv, but rather it would be a mitzvah. The Pnei Yoshua and Bava Metzia as well seems to say that it is a mitzvah for a person to give up his life, but not a chiyuv like Avodah Zarah. According to that position, the Ma'aril Diskin asks an interesting question. He says, how could an individual ever put themselves in an instance where they will be killed, where it's a mitzvah but not a chiyuv? An example Ma'aril Diskin gives is not our case, where, according to the Pnei Yoshua and the Meiri, there isn't a chiyuv to have himself killed, but rather he's supposed to subject himself for a mitzvah, if he would like, but not a chiyuv. What about, says the Ma'aril Diskin, in the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, there are times where there isn't a chiyuv to have oneself killed, for example, on Shar Mitzvos, which is not Bifar Hesia, in front of 10. So then there is a mitzvah to Mikadosh Shem Shemayim, but not a chiyuv. What about the fact, asks the Ma'aril Diskin, that there is the prohibition of Lifnei Iver? You're causing either the Gentile or even times a Jew to be over the Isser of Ritzicha. The Ma'aril Diskin gives a basic yesod, and that is that if a person is following the halacha and someone else is doing something wrong, so then in such a case, you're not over lifnei iver. So in a case in which someone asks you to embarrass somebody else and you're willing to give up your life in order not to embarrass somebody else, so then in such a case, you're not being over lifnei iver, even if the other individual would be murdering you. Just stop for a moment before we continue our analysis of the halacha and just internalize the tremendous mussar of this idea, in order so that our friend should not be embarrassed. Coming back to our main menu, the Ma'aril Diskin says that you're not over lifnei iver because you are following the halacha. Based on this, we have another halacha lemaisa observation, and this one is more definitive than the questions that we had raised earlier. Rav Yashiv, in his Shiurim in Sota on Daf Yud Amud Beis, concludes based on this that it is permissible for a Jew to do something that he believes is correct. For, let's say, for example, Kedushas Shabbos, even if it will cause other Jews to come lead towards Chilul Shabbos. The example that he gives, which is obviously a controversial example, is a Jew protesting Chilul Shabbos on Shabbos. Let's hope that it is done in a civil manner, and it causes police to come out to maintain order. We hope all it is just to maintain order and not chas v'chalila protect against the Chilul Hashem that B'nai Torah might mistakenly be doing. But let's say it's known that the police department would send out Jews in such an instance if there was a civil protest that was taking place. So just like when it comes to the rule Malon Pnei Chaveru Berabim, or in the case of Kiddush Hashem, where an individual is doing something which is correct, yet will cause others to sin. For example, he will cause someone else to be a rotseach by allowing themselves to be killed and not to embarrass someone in public or not to violate one of the three big things. The same thing would apply to other mitzvahs as well, that if a person is doing something kedin and someone mistakenly, based on that, does iser, the rule of Lifnei Iver, Rebbe Yoshua argued, does not apply.